leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Joseph B. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina, where we are getting you set for Game 2 between the Charleston River Dogs and your Delmarva Shorebirds this week. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds and River Dogs opened up the series last night in what turned out to be a thriller. It did not look like it. After two innings of play, the Shorebirds trailed 7-0. After two complete, Charleston with a 7-run second inning, opening that one up. River Dogs would extend their lead out to as many as 8 a couple of times with a 10-2 lead after 7 innings of play. Looked like this one was all done and dusted, but the Shorebirds had a comeback in them and nearly came all the way back. They scored 4 times in the 8th, 3 times in the 9th. They had the tying run at first base, the go-ahead run at the plate. Ryan Higgins hit a deep fly ball to left. Ended up dying on the warning track late into the night. Fell right into it. The waiting glove of the left fielder, Drew Baker, who put it away and ended the ball game with Charleston hanging on for a 10-9 win. Shorebirds, with the loss, fell to 15-25 now on the season. Charleston improving to 27-13, still 2 games back in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans at the top of the Southern Division. Shorebirds now 7.5 back of the Northern Division leading Lynchburg Hellcats. But today, a new day here on Wednesday, May the 25th. Shorebirds will try to pick up their first win here of the series, and I think the momentum that they can carry from the end of last night's game, the amount of passion and energy that they had throughout that game, especially in the late going when it looked like things were going to get out of hand, the fact that they held on and nearly mounted an improbable comeback, I think says a lot about where this team currently is as opposed to where they were just about 3 weeks ago or even about a month ago as well. So tonight, Shorebirds put the ball in the hands of Carter Baumler. You might have heard of Carter, fifth-round pick of the Orioles back in 2020. Got Tommy John surgery the ensuing September, or ensuing October, I should say, after being drafted. So this is his professional debut. He is a top 30 prospect in the Orioles system, and he's excited. He's ready to get going. He's going to throw about 3 innings here tonight, 50 to 55 pitches, whichever one comes first, and then Shane Davis will be in tandem with him. Opposing him today for Charleston will be Antonio Jimenez, left-handed pitcher. He's 1-2 with a 3.49 ERA in the season. Your starting pitching matchup, Carter Baumler for the Shorebirds, Jimenez for Tampa Bay. Baumler, obviously very highly touted. Everybody is very much looking forward to seeing what he offers here on his debut this evening. Brings us to our pregame interview for today's contest. I had a chance to catch up with Shorebirds tech coordinator Richard Cosgrove. Richard basically handles anything tech-related for the Shorebirds ball club, be it edgertronic cameras, Rapsodo, TrackMan, the whole shebang. He sets it all up, tears it all down, brings it everywhere, interprets the data, also throws a mean round of batting practice as well. So, had a chance to catch up with him prior to today's game. We'll go ahead and air that interview with Shorebirds tech coordinator Richard Cosgrove. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by Shorebirds tech coordinator Richard Cosgrove as we continue our tour through the Shorebirds coaching staff. Richard, thanks so much for giving me the time today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited and, looking forward to it.
So, obviously, first questions first. Just what do you do here at the Shorebirds? What does tech coordinator actually entail?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, a lot of different minor league, I guess major league organizations in their player development will have, you know, a video or a tech position. And, you know, here, they call it tech coordinator, and it's a lot of implementing the video, implementing the technology, TrackMan, Rapsodo, Edgertronic, anything you can think of, and kind of just being an assistant to the coaching staff in that terms, on that side of things, and just helping make sure that we're able to kind of implement all that stuff.
And I've seen it day in and day out, especially when we're at home, TrackMan for batting practice, Rapsodo or Edgertronic during bullpens. Once you collect all that data, what's the next step?
Yeah, for sure. So it's just kind of uploading it, and, you know, some of it, you know, some of it we collect just for live feedback and kind of getting that instant feedback for guys right away so that, you know, they kind of feel something out and they're like, all right, well, that's what the numbers are saying. That's how I feel. And just kind of connecting all that. But some of it's collecting it to look at it later. And, you know, just working a lot with Colin and the dev coach, you know, we kind of work with the coaching staff. So they, you know, obviously they understand a lot of it, but just maybe having different insight and just really making sure that it kind of gets used in, you know, help develop players, because obviously that's the end goal, but technology is just kind of a tool for that to kind of speed up that process and makes things easier at times.
This is something I talked to Colin about when I had him on the pregame show about a month ago now, and that's that at this level of baseball, for a lot of these guys, this is their first exposure to some of this technology. How do you make that introduction for them as seamless as possible? Because a lot of times it can be very overwhelming with a lot of these numbers.
Yeah, for sure. So I think first and foremost it comes down to just, you know, relationships with guys, and, you know, Colin probably said this too, but just getting to know them. And, you know, different guys learn different ways, different guys, you know, go about things different ways, and, you know, I think just finding that and, you know, individualizing it by the person. You know, some guys might not like the data as much, but, you know, maybe it just backs up what they feel, what they think, and, you know, like I said, it's just relationships first and just getting to know guys and, you know, just proving to them we're here to help them, and go from there.
And Orioles organization has gone through a drastic rebuild, both on the player side on field and then on the back end as well, with somebody like your role a couple of years ago didn't really exist. What does it, you know, say to you when you look at the landscape of baseball and how much it's changed over the past 5 years, where suddenly your role isn't so much an option but a necessity?
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously, like you said, over the past couple of years, data gets used more and more, technology gets used more and more, and, you know, I think Baltimore is very much in the forefront of that, and it's cool to be here. Obviously, this is my second organization, and, you know, I really love the people here, and I love how they value the data here, and it's been awesome, because I'm basically, you know, day in and day out, I'm, you know, doing the data, doing the tech and all that stuff, but also able to throw BP and do that type of stuff and kind of, you know, somewhat of a hybrid role to an extent, and it's been awesome, and, you know, I think every team needs to have a role like this and value how they value here in Baltimore, and it very much brings, you know, it helps the coaching staff and helps develop players, because, like I said, obviously that's the main goal, and get guys to the big leagues. And, you know, I might play a small role in that, but it's definitely an important piece of it in order so we can actually implement that technology and that data.
I remember back in 2019 when David Berry was here as the tech coordinator as well, and now he's a hitting analyst here for the Orioles, kind of overseeing things from the top down. And it's amazing to me how much it's grown since then. And he came from that role, then on field last year, and now obviously working out of Baltimore. Why is it so important for that role to actually be on field as opposed to when he was off the field back in 2019?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think, like, you know, obviously it depends on different people's goals, but obviously my goal is kind of, you know, the development coach route, that tech data coach type of thing. And, you know, I want to be able to do as much as I can to bring as much value as I possibly can. And obviously, you know, I've had past experiences of coaching junior college baseball, working in college summer league where I was, you know, a coach and doing that on-field stuff. So, you know, I think it's important just for me to bring as much value as I can and help out as much as I possibly can. And, you know, especially the way we go about, you know, BP and stuff like that. Like, you know, we need arms and, you know, I'm just trying to help out as much as I possibly can and go from there. So, you know, just kind of bring as much value as I possibly can do.
Well, Richard, it's been a blast having you here at the Shorebirds so far this season, and here's to a great rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it, and looking forward to the rest of the year. We got a long season ahead of us.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here from Charleston, getting you set for game two between the River Dogs and the Shorebirds. Let's get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups first for your Shorebirds. Elio Prado leads it off. He's in left field. Michael Deson out in center, bats second. Trendon Craig, DH, hits third. Isaac Bologna in right, fourth. No Albert Romero at second base, bats fifth. Isaac De Leon in third, bats sixth. Ryan Higgins at first base, bats seventh. Brian Hernandez does the catching, hitting eighth. Aaronson Placencia makes his Shorebirds debut tonight, batting ninth for Carter Baumler, who makes his professional debut on the mound for Delmarva. For Charleston and manager Blake Butera, Shane Suzuki leads it off. He's in center. Carson Williams, the shortstop, hits second. Drew Baker, he'll DH tonight, bat third. Willie Vasquez, the cleanup man, he'll play third base. Bobby Seymour, the first baseman, bats fifth. Mason Auer, the right fielder, bats sixth. Abiazel Ramirez, the second baseman, bats seventh. Luis Leon, the catcher, bats eighth. And O'Neill Monzuate plays left field, batting ninth. For Antonio Jimenez on the mound for the River Dogs. Charleston taking the field right now, so we'll go ahead, step aside one more time, and on the other side of this break, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
2 league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina, where we're ready for Game 2 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Charleston River Dogs here this week. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds trying to bounce back from a one-run loss last night, falling 10-9. Could have been way worse. They trailed 10-2 going into the eighth, mounted a furious comeback that fell just inches short on the warning track and left on Ryan Higgins' fly ball that just barely stayed in the yard. So tonight, a new night. Charleston now at 27-13 overall, second best record in the Carolina League. Delmarva 15-25, 7.5 games back of the Lynchburg Hillcats, currently in first place of the Carolina League Northern Division. On the mound for the River Dogs, it's Antonio Jimenez. Southpaw gets the start here this evening. And this is the defense that manager Blake Butera sets up behind him. It's O'Neill Monzuate in left field, Shane Suzuki in center, Mason Auer is in right field, Willie Vasquez at third, Carson Williams at short, Abiazel Ramirez at second, Bobby Seymour at first, and Luis Leon does the catching for Jimenez. Left-handed arm, 5'11", 145. still a wiry frame, just 21 years old, out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 1-2 with a 3.49 ERA, making his ninth start. 28 and a third innings, he struck out 34, walked 13. 26 hits, 13 runs, 11 earned. Opponents batting 243 against him. Elio Prado is the first one to face him here on a relatively overcast night right now. The sun peeking out from behind some clouds out in right field. But all clouds up in the skyline right now. 78 degrees here at first pitch. Shorebirds in the road grays, Charleston in the home whites. Here to kick this one off. Prado digs in from the right side. Jimenez from the third base side of the rubber goes into his wind. The first pitch of the game is a fastball in the inside corner. We're underway right on time at 7:05. Strike one to Prado to begin the night from Jimenez. Prado played in his first game with the Shorebirds last night, 0-1. Fastball on the inside edge again, and it's quickly 0-2. Prado went 1-for-3, drew 2 walks. Right-handed batter, two-tone bat, black barrel, natural grain handle. And then as the windup, here's the pitch. And a breaking ball slashed out of play off the Charleston dugout first base side. And we stay at 0-2. Outfield straight away for Prado, infield straight up. River Dogs white uniforms has River Dogs on the front in navy. Navy numbers on the back, navy caps. 0-2 again. Fastball way high at 93. And the count's a ball and two strikes. Jimenez extreme third base side of the rubber. Leg lift, the pitch. Slow curveball misses outside. And Prado a good at-bat to start the game. Has seen a couple of the pitches. Counts now even at 2. Shorebirds offense didn't get going until late last night. 2-2. Prado fouls it straight back. Stays alive. Scored 3 runs in the 8th, 4 in the 9th during that furious comeback. Trying to get going a bit earlier here tonight. 2-2 again to Prado. He takes a called strike 3. Fastball down the middle with sitting breaking ball. Got the heater. Jimenez rings him up after a long battle. And there's one away to begin the game. Brings up Michael Desone. Desone back in the lineup for the first time in a full week. Last time he played was the 18th against Fredericksburg. First pitch to him. His fastball high for ball one. Rolled his ankle the day after during batting practice. Had it taped up past couple of days. Finally feeling well enough back in the lineup. 1-0. Fastball way in. Has to kick his foot out of the way. And the count's 2-0. Desone, right-handed batter, no homer, 7 driven in on the season for him, hitting 239, 591 OPS. Here's the 2-0, and Desone takes, fastball in the inside corner, 2-1. Calling balls and strikes here tonight, it's Steve Craze, his crewmate Trey Jester out in the field. 1-0, nobody on, top of the first, scoreless game. Here's the 2-1, and Desone lay on the fastball, fouls it back, and the count's even at 2. Two again. Fastball up and away at 94 from Jimenez, and the count's full. Jimenez was the opening night starter this year for Charleston. 3-2. Desone takes high ball 4. Back-to-back good at-bats to begin the game for the Shorebirds. Prado ends up striking out, but Desone, lengthy at-bat, works the walk. And he's aboard at first with one away for Trenton Craig. That opening night start for Jimenez was a good one through 3 shutout innings. Walked 2, struck out 6. Had some walk problems in the month of April. So here's Trenton Craig, right-handed batter. Man at first, 1 out in the first, the pitch. Trenton late on the fastball, swings and misses for strike 1. During April, Jimenez had just one start where he was able to issue fewer than 2 free passes. But now here in the month of May, he's been much better, 0-1. Fastball down the middle, and it's 0-2 on Craig. Craig hitting 139 on the season, 576 OPS. 4 outings here in May. Jimenez has walked a grand total of 2 in 17 innings. Set at the belt, stares at first. Desone has his lead, the pitch, and Craig fouls the fastball back. We stay at 0-2. No score top of the first. Shorebirds and River Dogs game 2 of this series. Charleston took game 1 last night. Delmarva currently with the second worst record in the league. Charleston the second best. 0-2. Fastball up and away. Craig lays off. And the count's 1-2. So if for nothing, Shorebirds are making Jimenez work very hard here in the first. That's now 17 pitches. He's gotten just one out. Tayson at first, one out. Ball and two strikes on Craig. Jimenez from the belt. Leg kick, here it comes. And the slider cut on and missed. Was center cut, but Craig just a little late on it. Jimenez with his second strike out of the game. And there's two outs here in the first. Tayson still at first base. Frees up Isaac Bologna. Bologna digs in from the left side. Man at first, two outs. Infield plays in the pull ever so slightly. Jimenez from the belt, fires. And fastball up and in. Bologna tried to lay off, but a defensive hack goes through with it for strike one. Fastball almost drilled him in the chin. Trying to save face there. No score, top one, the 0-1. Swing and a miss on the slider outside. Bologna caught on his heels there, just waving away. And it's 0-2. Isaac right now, the leader, active leader, that is, for the Shorebirds. Basically, every offensive category now that Daryl Hernandez has been promoted. 0-2. Slider called strike three at the letters down the middle. Bologna down looking. And Antonio Jimenez works around the one-out walk to strike out three in the first. And we're on to the bottom of the first. It's Delmarva nothing. Charleston coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Bottom of the first, it's Delmarva nothing. Charleston coming to bat for the first time. Shorebirds strand a man at first as Antonio Jimenez strikes out three in the top half of the frame. And Carter Baumler, in his professional debut, will try to put up a zero to match. It's Baumler on the mound for the Shorebirds, and this is the defense. It is set up behind him. It's Elio Prado in left, Michael Deson in center, Isaac Bologna in right, Isaac De Leon's at third, Aronson Placencia at short, Noelbert Romero at second, Ryan Higgins at first, and Brian Hernandez does the catching for Carter Baumler on the hill. Baumler listed at 6'2", 195 pounds, fifth round pick out of Dowling Catholic in West Des Moines, Iowa, back in 2020. Today is his professional debut. Baumler was throwing during instructional camp for the Orioles back in September 2020 when his elbow gave out. Ended up getting Tommy John the next month at the end of October. First pitch to Shane Sasaki is floated in the air to right center. Deson, a late break, but over into the gap. The center fielder puts it away to retire Sasaki on one pitch. A good start to Carter Baumler's professional career. One pitch and one out. Baumler, fastball, curveball, changeup. It's the fastball, curveball combo that had scouts drooling over him in high school. Was getting it up 95+. The curveball, a hammer. Had a very strong commitment to TCU, which scared a lot of teams off during the five-round draft in 2020. His first pitch to Carson Williams. It's a fastball that misses just down and in for ball one at 93. Williams, the 18-year-old shortstop for Charleston, hitting 323, OPS over 1,000, four homers, 21 driven in. Bats from the right side. Baumler from the middle of the rubber winds up and throws, and it's a curveball just off the inside edge for ball two. Baumler and a strong commitment to TCU, like I was saying, scared some teams away, but the Orioles took a chance. Ended up paying off for them. 2-0. Changeup misses up high for ball three. Orioles had to go way over slot to sign Baumler. The final price was $1.5 million, which was about $1 million over slot to get him. And that remains the highest bonus that the Mike Elias regime has given out to a pitcher. 3-0. Fastball, called a strike at the knees. Williams was already walking to first, but it'll turn tail back to the box. Counts 3-1. Orioles front office has been notoriously very cool on most pitchers opting to draft hitters at the top of the draft. 3-1. Fastball popped up, back and out of play. And the count's full, 3-2. The Orioles liked what they saw in Baumler in the five-round draft, and the money that was saved by taking Heston Kerstad second overall was then used to sign both Baumler and Kobe Mayo in that same draft. Baumler's 3-2 to Williams. Curveball called strike three. Carter Baumler's first professional K is a hammer on the outside corner as he battles back from 3-0 down on Carson Williams to K him up, and there's two away here in the first. So two up, two down to begin Carter Baumler's night. Baumler now 20 years old. He just turned 20 back in January. Faces Drew Baker, the DH. Right-handed batter open stance. The first pitch is changeup that misses up and in for ball one. 2 outs, nobody on. Bomb of the first. Shorebirds and Charleston scoreless here in the early going. Baumler the windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball drops in at the knees. 1-1. Baker, 3 homers, 22 driven in for the fourth-round pick out of Texas Tech last year, hitting .388, OPS over 1,000 as well. 1-1. Another curveball, another strike. Baumler showing very good command of the breaker early on. And it's 1-2. And Baker calls time at the box, steps out. Baumler looking for a 1-2-3 inning to begin his pro career. Straddles the rubber, peeks in over his glove. Now drops it into his wind, the 1-2. Curveball in the dirt, Baker lays off. And the count's even at 2. Had it not been for Creed Willems' hand injury, it would have been interesting to see if Willems would have caught Baumler tonight. The two actually were both committed to TCU, although a year apart. 2-2. Fastball up and in, bends Baker out of the box. And the count's full, 3-2. Baumler's velo here in the first has been mostly sitting 92-93. He's slated for 3 innings or 50 to 55 pitches, whichever one comes first. 3-2 on its way to Drew Baker. And it's a curveball chopped foul down the first base side. And the count stays full. 2 outs, bottom of the first, scoreless game. Charleston River Dogs, Delmarva Shorebirds, game 2 of the series. Time called to the plate by the home plate umpire there. And now back to the action. Baumler into his wind, the 3-2 again. Fastball swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Brian Hernandez. And Carter Baumler with back-to-back Ks to cap his first pro inning. Sets down the side in order, 1-2-3. And we're on to the second. No score after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bulk. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
About as good a start as you could have envisioned for Carter Baumler in his professional debut. Sets down the side in order in the first, sends us to the second. No score between Charleston and Delmarva. Noelbert Romero leads off in the second for the Shorebirds against Antonio Jimenez. Jimenez walked one in the first but struck out three. Shorebirds have yet to put a ball in play against him. So Noelbert batting fifth leads us off, 5, 6, and 7. Romero from the right side against the southpaw Jimenez on the mound. Third base side of the rubber, winds up and fires, misses inside with the fastball for ball one. Romero, three homers, 11 driven in, hitting .243 with a .696 OPS. Jimenez the rock, here's the pitch. And Romero takes a back foot slider for ball two. Jimenez had to work hard in that first, a lot of long at-bats, even though he was able to end them with strikeouts. It's now at 22 pitches to begin the second. The pitch, Romero lines one fair down the third baseline. It goes into the Shorebirds bullpen, lands underneath the bench. Charleston asking for a dead ball. They won't get it. Finally, they do as the left fielder Monsuante gets to it. And Romero into second with a two-base hit to kick off the second. And Welbert swinging a very hot bat, was 2-for-5 last night and gets his seventh double of the season here to lead off the second. Ball was scorched down the line. So he's in scoring position to start the second for Isaac De Leon. It was the De Leon and Romero show last night. The two combined to drive in five. De Leon was 2-for-4 with two RBIs. Right-handed batter. Jimenez, the lefty on the mound, looks back to second, now throws. And the fastball down and in off the knee of the catcher, Leon, to the backstop. Romero takes third, slips going around third. Now dives back to the bag just in time ahead of the throw from Leon. Nearly disastrous for Noelbert Romero. He was rounding third, thinking about trying to score. As the catcher, Leon, had picked up the ball, Jimenez hadn't quite covered the plate yet. Romero was going to test him, lost his footing, but managed to dive back to third, barely safe. Lucky he just didn't hurt himself when he tripped and fell. So the infield comes in for Charleston. It's a 1-0 count on De Leon. Scoreless game, top of the second. Shorebirds and River Dogs, game two of this series. Jimenez from the belt, holds, now fires home. And it's a cue ball up the first base line, trickles foul. Counts 1-2, or 1-1, beg your pardon. Dan Leon, two homers, now 15 driven in, hitting .176 with a .621 OPS. And his 2-for-4 performance last night with two driven in was the second straight game he had that exact stat line. All singles, two driven in. Not too shabby. 1-1. Swings and fouls it back off the hands. And the count's 1-2. On deck, Ryan Higgins. Ball and two strikes on De Leon. Romero at third, nobody out here in the top of the second. The pitch. And De Leon swings and fouls it off the catcher, Leon, to the backstop. 1-2. Shorebirds trying to strike first. It was Charleston who got on the board first last night. 7 runs, second inning. Proved to be just enough in the 10-9 win for them. 1-2 again. And De Leon swings and misses. Backfoot slider hacks over it. Down on strikes. That's the fourth strike of the game for Jimenez. Romero has to stay put at third, and there's now one out here in the top of the second. Jimenez averages just a little over a strikeout per inning, but 4 strikeouts already through an inning and a third. His high on the season is 6. He's done that twice. Infield stays in for Ryan Higgins, right-handed batter. The pitch. Higgins takes a changeup in the dirt for ball one. Scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the River Dogs, top of the second. Higgins at the plate, the first baseman for the Shorebirds, batting 7th. 2 homers, 15 driven in for him, hitting .183 now. 1-0. He hits a soft liner into right center field, a base hit, just drops onto the outfield grass. Romero comes in to score, and Ryan Higgins able to flare one into right center for a base hit, drives into Romero, and it's 1-0 Shorebirds here in the second. So Higgins drives in his 16th of the season, wasn't exactly hit hard, but it was hit just right. Now Brian Hernandez, left-handed hitting catcher, took over for Creed Willems after the second last night. Willems had to exit due to his hand injury. First pitch, fastball down and away for ball one. 1-0 Shorebirds in the second. Brian Higgins RBI single, putting the Birds on top for the first time in the series. Middle infield at double play depth for Hernandez. He went 0-4 last night off the bench. The 1-0. Takes in the dirt, goes through the wickets of Leon to the backstop. Higgins takes a turn around second, holds up there. Second wild pitch of the inning for Jimenez. Runner in scoring position now for Hernandez. One homer, four driven in for him on the season. Does have three doubles. Hitting 131 with a 375 OPS. Just 20 years old out of the Dominican Republic. Infield plays him to pull. Shortstop Williams shadows the runner at second. One out, the pitch. And Hernandez hits it off the hands into left center field. Center fielder Sasaki over in the gap. He makes the catch. Higgins tagging from second, going to third. Here's the throw, not in time. Was a little bit up the line towards left. Higgins able to beat it. Advances to second. He's in there. The feet first slide with two away. Brings up Aronson Plasencia, ninth man in the order. Stelmarva debuted tonight. Played five games with Aberdeen over the past 2 weeks. First pitch to him. Takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Went 0-10 with the Ironbirds as he hadn't played above FCL. Played 33 games there last year. Hit 217, 568 OPS. Right-handed batter. Higgins at third, 2 outs in the second. The pitch. Takes a slider on the inside corner. It's quickly 0-2. Plasencia, just 20 years old. New Year's Eve baby, December the 31st. Out of the Dominican Republic. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. 1-0 Birds, the 0-2. And he's laying the fastball and sprays it foul into the seats. First base side. Luckily, that missed everybody and just caromed back into the field. We stay at 0-2. Shorebirds lead 1-0 in the second. Ryan Higgins with an RBI single. 0-2 on Plasencia. Here's the pitch. Backdoor slider finds it locked. And the count's 1-2. Shorebirds giving a lead now to Carter Baumler when he comes back out for the bottom of the inning. Top of the order on deck, that's Elio Prado. Plasencia can extend the frame. 1-2. Slider just off the inside corner. Leon held it for effect. Couldn't get the call, though. And the count's even at 2. And again, the Shorebirds making Jimenez work very hard. Next pitch will be his 40th of the game. 2 outs in the second, Shorebirds 1, River Dogs nothing. Jimenez from the belt. Southpaw offers up, and Plasencia fouls off another. Back and out of play. Keeps the at-bat rumbling, and the count's still even at 2. And then as a struck out 4, walked 1 in the game. 1 run in the second, Plasencia trying to make it 2. The 2-2 again. Fastball called, strike 3, inside corner at the knees. Jimenez freezes Plasencia and ends the second. But Ryan Higgins, an RBI single, starts the scoring. We're on to the bottom of the second. It's Delmarva 1, Charleston nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second, Shorebirds now leading the River Dogs 1-0. Ryan Higgins with an RBI single on the top of the frame. Carter Baumler back to work. He retired the side in order to begin the game and his professional career. 4, 5, and 6 due up in the second for the River Dogs. Willie Vasquez leads it off. Baumler with 2 strikeouts in the first, 1 swinging, 1 looking. Vasquez, right-handed batter, leads it off for the River Dogs, hitting in the cleanup spot for the second straight game. 20 years old, top 10 prospects in the Rays system. Struggling to start the year, though. 1 homer, 20 driven in, hitting 197, 538 OPS. Baumler's first pitch to him is a curveball that wraps onto the inside corner for strike one. So far, that's been the most impressive thing for Baumler, is that curveball command. Been throwing it for strikes, throwing it for swing and miss through an inning plus. Baumler's 0-1. Curveball fouled down the right field line, back and out of play. Vasquez waited back on it just a touch too late, and the count's 0-2. Baumler looking for 3 straight strikeouts. Takes a deep breath. Gets his sign. Winds and fires. Fastball swung on and missed. Went up the ladder with 92 at the chest. Gets Vasquez to swing through it. And there's one out here in the second. Baumler with 3 straight Ks. We mentioned Baumler. Obviously, this is his professional debut. Bobby Seymour now digs in. Left-handed batter, first baseman, batting 5th. 5 homers, 23 driven in for him on the season. Hitting 264, 805 OPS. First pitch to him. Fastball up and away for ball 1. But Baumler has barely gotten to throw a baseball over the past 3-plus years. During his senior season with Dowling Catholic in Iowa, got to throw just 1 game before the pandemic shut it down. 1-0 is lined into right center field for a base hit. Bobby Seymour squares one up. Dayson into the gap, cuts it off. Seymour a wide turn, holds on at first. Dayson, the center fielder, fires it back in. 1-out single for Seymour. First hit, first base runner of the game for Charleston. Brings up Mason Auer, the right fielder. 6th man in the order, bats from the right side. 2 homers, 14 driven in for him. 305 average, 857 OPS. But Baumler shut down due to the pandemic like everybody else was. Then was drafted, liked to sign. First pitch to Auer, he swings and pops it up, back and out of play for strike 1. So Baumler didn't get to pitch due to the pandemic, and then once he was finally at instructs for the Orioles, needed Tommy John, which shut him down for a full year. Got to throw in extended spring training here over the past couple of months. 0-1. Fastball, or changeup rather, misses high, 1-1. But as far as organized games that Carter Baumler has gotten to throw in since March of 2020, they've been few and far between. Works from the middle of the rubber, hands together at the belt, stretches, now throws. And a curveball tapped foul to the backstop. Ball and 2 strikes. Man at first, 1 out. Bomb in the second, it's Delmarva 1, Charleston nothing. Carter Baumler in his professional debut, Orioles 5th round pick back in 2020. Our slightly open stance, not too much bend at the knees, the 1-2. Called strike 3, fastball at the knees. Baumler freezes him, his 4th strikeout of the game. And there's 2 outs here in the second. brings up Abiazel Ramirez. Tripled in last night's game off the bench. Finished 1-for-2 as he took the place of Jeffrey Marte, who left after being hit by a pitch. Man at first, 2 outs. It's 1-0 Shorebirds in the second. Bomber from the stretch, the pitch. Curveball misses low for ball one. Ramirez, 2 homers, 10 driven in. Switch hitter bats from the left side against the righty Baumler. 2.14 average for Ramirez, 7.65 OPS. He has Seymour at first, 2 outs, bottom two. Baumler from the belt, deep breath, now throws. And the fastball is down the middle for strike one. Shorebirds, their toughest road trip of the season right now, Charleston, the Myrtle Beach. Not only are they the two teams with the two best records here in the Carolina League, across the minors. Bondler's 1-1. Changeup floats up and away for ball two. Across the minors, Charleston and Myrtle Beach constitute two of the best 5 records. Myrtle Beach has the best winning percentage in the entirety of the minors, Charleston 5th. 2-1 from Bondler. Curveball down and in. Ramirez lays off and the count's 3-1. Man at first, 2 outs. 1-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the second. Ramirez open stance from the left side. Baumler ready, his pitch. And the fastball tails outside for ball four. He walks Ramirez, and that puts 2 on with 2 out for the catcher, Luis Leon. Leon getting the start behind the plate as Michael Berglund, who caught last night, got called up to Double-A Montgomery. Biscuits going through a COVID outbreak, having to patch together their roster from prospects throughout the system. Left-handed batter, Leon at the plate, the pitch. Fastball is up and away from Baumler for ball one. Leon playing in his 27th game at Maracay, Venezuela. 2 homers, 10 driven in, 241 average, 673 OPS. Switch hitter, bats from the left side here. 2 on, 2 out, it's 1-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Curveball misses high for ball two. Baumler losing a little bit of feel here with 2 outs. Flags blowing just a little out towards right center right now. Sun still hidden behind clouds. Overcast day. But still mid-70s, more than comfortable. Baumler from the belt, fires home. And a fastball has popped up to shallow left down the line. Third baseman De Leon out. He's in with the shortstop Licencia. They collide, and the shortstop Licencia holds on to the baseball and retires the side in the inning. New pairing on the left side. Didn't communicate well, but Licencia holds on to it in shallow left to retire the side and strand two aboard. Here in the second, we go to the third. It's the Shorebirds 1, Charleston nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the third from Charleston. It's Delmarva 1 and Charleston nothing. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds with the lead after 2. Top of the order due up for the Birds against Antonio Jimenez. Elio Prado leads it all. Struck out looking his first time against Jimenez. Shorebirds has got out of a bit of a jam, not without a bit of drama, though. Carter Baumlerstrand, two on with two out. Shortstop Plasencia, third baseman De Leon colliding on a pop-up to shallow left. Thankfully, Plasencia held on to the baseball. Prado digs in from the right side. The first pitch to him from Jimenez. Fastball misses in for ball one. Ball and no strikes on Prado. Jimenez the wind, the pitch. Fastball hits the target up and in. Top of the zone, 1-1. Talking with Shorebirds bullpen catcher Alfredo Gonzalez today about Prado, 1-1. Elio chops it foul down the third base side. A nice grab by a fan with beer in hand. Beer in one hand, glove in the other. Makes the play. But he didn't chug the beer. Missed the mark. He ought to complete the hat trick. But talking to Alfredo about Prado, they're both from Venezuela. 1-2. Curveball in the dirt counts even at 2. And Alfredo was saying how much everybody has been raving about Prado since he came over from Boston in 2019. Could be a very special talent. 2-2. Waits back on it and pops it up. Foul ground, first base side in front of the River Dogs. Dugout, the first baseman Seymour gets there on the warning track and puts it away for the first out in the third. Prado retired. Nice play by Seymour. Had a long way to run. Was playing off the line. Ball didn't have a whole lot of hang time either. One out to begin the third. Shorebirds leading the River Dogs 1-0. Now Michael Desson, he walked his first time up. Left on right matchup, the pitch. Fastball runs high and away for ball one. Delmarva trying to bounce back from a 10-9 loss last night. They've taken the momentum they had at the end of the game into today. The 1-0 hit hard on the ground towards short up the middle. Shortstop Williams gloves, throws to first. Retires Desson. Nice play by the first rounder of the Rays last year. Traversing up the middle. Soft hands, nice throw. Gets Desson, and there's two away in the third. Brings up the DH, Trendon Craig, third in the order. Craig struck out swinging his first time up. The Shorebirds scored 3 in the 8th last night, 4 in the 9th. First pitch to Craig. Fastball misses high for ball 1 and ended up leaving the tying run on base in the 9th. Could have rolled over in that game and played dead, but they didn't. 1-0. Craig swings and misses at 91, tailing away. Counts even at 1. Now they've gotten the lead early here tonight. 1-0, top of the 3rd, 2 out, nobody on. 1-1 to Craig. Fastball up and away. Two balls and a strike. Jimenez has retired 4 in a row since the RBI single to Higgins. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled back. That was a hanger. Craig couldn't punish it, and the count's even at 2. Trendon taps the plate. Square stance. Jimenez leans in for the sign. Now his windup. Here it comes. Fastball misses high. Well outside as well. Count's full. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Shorebirds in the third. Two out. Jimenez the rock. Here's the payoff pitch. And Craig swings and misses. Late on the fastball. Jimenez dices him up. That's his 6th strikeout of the game, tying a season high. And the Birds go down 1-2-3 here in the third. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Delmarva 1, Charleston nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to get out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is
the Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, Shorebirds leading the River Dogs 1-0. Sam Zelenik with you. Carter Baumler back out for the third and what will probably be his final inning here tonight. He's breezed through the first two. 31 pitches, 4 strikeouts, a walk, and a hit. 9-1 and 2 due up for the River Dogs against him in the third. O'Neill Monzuata leads it off, and the first pitch to him is popped in the air, right side of the infield. Second baseman Romero calling for it, calls off his best buddy Ryan Higgins, and puts it away for the first out here in the third. The two dap up and return to their respective positions with smiles on their faces. Monzueta, retired for the first out in the third and back to the top of the order in Shane Sasaki. Sasaki flied out in the first pitch he saw in the bottom of the first. First pitch from Baumler here is a curveball, dices in at the knees for strike one. Sasaki, the Carolina League leader in steals with 26, but he was caught last night. Creed Willems threw him out for the first time this year. The 0-1 dribbled foul off his foot, third base side, and the count's 0-2. Sasaki hitting .305, .758 OPS, third rounder out of Hawaii as a prep player back in 2019. 0-2. Curveball just off the inside corner. Sasaki checked his swing. They appeal to first and no swing, says Trey Jester. Counts 1-2. Shane Davis warming up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, which just about confirms that Baumler will be done after three. Davis working in tandem with him tonight. 1-2. Fastball up and in. Sasaki checks his swing again. And another appeal, and once more, no swing. Counts even at 2. 1-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the third. Nobody on for Sasaki against Carter Baumler in his professional debut. Righty into his wind, the pitch. Curveball chopped foul at the plate off of Sasaki's foot again. Count stays at 2-2. Sasaki nearly had to leave the game in the first inning yet last night. Drilled himself in the foot. Took a while for him to feel all right to stay in the game. Right-handed batter, fidgety a little. 2-2. Chopped on the ground to third. On the third, Hop De Leon plays it on a knee. Gets up, throws to first. Retires Sasaki for the second out here in the third. So two out, nobody on for Carson Williams. Williams struck out looking his first time up, was the first professional K for Baumler. He's got 4 in the game. 2 outs in the third, Shorebirds lead 1-0. Righty into his wind, the pitch. Williams takes a fastball in on the hands for ball one. Baumler's still sitting 92 right now. Hasn't thrown above 93 in the game, but has been very much in control. Doesn't even look like he's broken a sweat. Wind up the 1-0. Fastball spotted up outside corner at the knees. 1-1, 93 there from Baumler. Wind still blowing out towards right. Sun tucked behind some clouds on an overcast night. Williams, right-handed batter, leads the league in extra base hits. The 1-1 is ripped down the third baseline, but foul into the Birds' bullpen. And Alfredo Gonzalez, the bullpen catcher, makes a nice grab. 1-2, but that's what they pay him for. That's why he gets the big bucks. 1-2 on Williams. Baumler trying to end his night on a high note. The 1-2. Curveball chopped foul at the plate in between the legs of Williams. We stay at 1-2. Don't think Carter Baumler could have envisioned a better professional debut. 2 2/3 scoreless, 4 strikeouts, and a strike away from 3 shutout innings. Gets his sign. High leg kick. The 1-2 again is swung on and missed. Fastball up above the letters at 93. Williams chases. Baumler gets his 5th strikeout of the game and completes 3 scoreless here tonight. We go to the 4th. Shorebirds on top. 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2020 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2020 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Carter Baumler's got his handshakes. He's going out to the bullpen to shake a few more hands, kiss some babies, maybe win an election now. As he's thrown three shutout, his pro debut is done. The Shorebirds leading 1-0 as we go to the fourth. Shane Davis will come on for him when we go to the bottom of the fourth. Birds will try to stake him to a bit more of a lead. Right now, Delmarva leading Charleston 1-0. Top four, Isaac Bologna leads it off, 4, 5, and 6 duo. Left-on-left matchup to begin the frame. Bologna struck out looking his first time up. And then has really diced him up on three pitches. First pitch. Fastball on the outside. Black for strike one. Shorebirds scored their only run of the game in the second. Ryan Higgins, an RBI single to shallow right center. 0-1. Slider cut on and missed, dancing away. It's 0-2. And it's these kind of at-bats that remind you that Bologna, who came into the year as a switch hitter, scrapped batting from the right side, is still very new to hitting left on left. 0-2. Fastball up and in. Bologna ducks out of the way. Counts 1-2. Looks a little bit cautious up there and not as confident as normal. The pitch. Slider down and away in the dirt. Counts even at 2. Typically, Bologna, very rambunctious player. Has a lot of swagger, but against Jimenez so far hasn't been there. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Waves away the slider down and away. Jimenez now with a season-high 7 strikeouts. And there's one out here in the fourth. Shorebirds lead 1-0. Noelbert Romero strides the plate. Doubled and scored to lead off the second. Romero, right-handed batter against the southpaw Jimenez. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. And the first pitch fastball misses inside for ball one. One out. Now Albert way out in front of a changeup. Cuts on and misses. And the count's even at 1. Romero, high black socks. About half the Shorebirds team actually rocks the high socks. Nice change of pace. 1-1. Cut on and missed. Fastball up at his eyes. Went chasing. And the count's 1-2. Contrasting that, Charleston actually with nobody in the field with high socks. All wear their pants down to their cleats. Shorebirds a bit more old school, I guess. 1-2. Breaking ball down and away. Goes to the backstop, and the count's even at 2. One out, nobody on. Shorebirds lead 1-0, top of the fourth. Two and two count on Romero. 2-for-5 last night with 3 driven in. Second straight 2-hit game for him. The pitch. Breaking ball inside has to dance out of the way. And the count's full. Menez's pitch count has escalated here pretty early at 64 through 3 1/3. Lefty into his windup. Here it comes. Fastball, high ball 4. That's the second walk he's issued in the game. And snaps a string of 6 in a row retired. Romero at first. That brings up Isaac De Leon. And I was curious if this was going to happen. Baumler actually back out to the bullpen because he needs to throw more pitches. He is going to exit the game at 43. Shorebirds don't want him, or the Orioles, to be more accurate. Don't want him going out for the fourth. First pitch to De Leon, cut on and missed for strike one. So Baumler will throw about 10 to 12 more pitches out in the bullpen to get him to the 55 that they wanted, with Davis taking over for the fourth. Man at first, one out. 0-1 to De Leon. Another swing and a miss. Breaking ball down. And the count's 0-2. De Leon struck out swinging his first time up. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes for the second time tonight. Breaking ball down and in. Can't connect. And there's two outs here in the fourth. Eight strikeouts now for Jimenez. Brings up Ryan Higgins. Higgins produced the only run in the game to this point with an RBI single back in the second. Birds lead by that tally. 1-0, top of the fourth. Two outs, Romero at first. Here's the pitch. Higgins takes a fastball high for ball one. Asked Ryan if he thought the ball off the bat last night in the ninth was going to get out. And he said, I knew I got under it just a little bit. He said, I wanted it to get out. I was hoping it would get out. 1-0. Change up, down, and in. Counts 2-0. But knew that with the kind of hang time it had, it would be hard-pressed to get over the wall. Head of the count here, 2-0. Romero at first. Two outs in the fourth. It's 1-0 Shorebirds. The pitch. Fastball tails onto the outside corner. 2-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Seymour holds on the runner at first, and Jimenez, a look over, throws to Seymour. Romero chased back to the bag standing. Flag still blowing out towards right center. Jimenez from the belt, the pitch. And Higgins fouls it back, got one to hit, arms extended. Shakes his head a little bit, got let that one get by. Counts even at 2. Menace to the rosin bag. Navy blue three-quarter sleeves under the white unis today for Charleston, and Jimenez on the mound. Shorebirds in the road grays first time this week. 2-2. Romero runs from first. The pitch down and in. The throw to second on the bag, and Romero's out by a mile. I don't know if he got his feet stuck in the mud, a late jump, or what, but a throw perfect from Leon. Romero thrown out by about 5 steps. And the Shorebirds thwarted here in the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Delmarva 1, Charleston nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Visit MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds with a 1-0 lead over the River Dogs, and Carter Baumler, his professional debut is over. Birds go to Shane Davis on the TechNet call to the bullpen. Baumler simply sensational here tonight. throws exceptionally well. Three shutout innings, one hit, one walk. He strikes out five in his professional debut. Just a little over 2 years, or almost 2 years, the date where he got drafted. Finally able to bounce back from Tommy John. Works his way from extended spring and pitches well here in his first start with the Shorebirds. He leaves after three scoreless. Shane Davis takes over on the tech net, called the bullpen. Shane, first time in relief this season. He was the Shorebirds' opening night starter, working in tandem with Baumler here tonight. Davis 1-3 with a 3.21 ERA on the season. 33 2/3 innings. Davis has struck out 40. That leads the ball club. 15 walks, 25 hits, 19 runs, 12 earned. 6 foot, 385 pound righty. Undrafted free agent out of NC Central 2 years ago now. Shane worked in relief last year as part of tandems. The righty into his wine. First pitch to Drew Baker. It's a breaking ball in the inside corner. Bell tie for strike one. Shane, four pitch mix, fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, changeup. Baker struck out swinging his first time up against Baumler. The 0-1. Fastball, top of the zone. This is just a little high. Baker checks his swing. They appeal to first, and no swing. So Shane, very accustomed to pitching out of the bullpen. Full windup, the 1-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Nice slider, and the count's 1-2. This will be the first time this year Shane works out of the pen. Last year, Shane actually pitched far better in relief than he did starting. 1-2. Curveball is down in the dirt, goes to the backstop. Counts even at 2. Had a 3.51 ERA in 25 2/3 innings out of the pen last year. 6.80 ERA in 47 2/3 innings starting. 2-2. Fastball called strike three down the middle. Baker says a little something to himself as he walks out of the box. Nearly let one go by that he shouldn't have there. And one out to begin the fourth. Good start to Shane Davis's night. Brings up Willie Vasquez. Struck out swinging his first time up. Right-handed batter. Cleanup man for the River Dogs. Davis, the windup, here's the pitch. And the curveball swung on and missed. Vasquez hobbles out of the box as he loses his footing with a wild hack. It's 0-1. Vasquez hitting just 197. 0-1. Fastball misses outside. Check swing, appeal to first, and no swing again. Counts even at 1. Shane, pretty standard windup, but he has added a little wrinkle. 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1. He's turning his back a little bit more to the plate during his leg kick to generate a little bit more torque. Pitching coach Joe Hamacher has worked with a lot of pitchers on that, Daniel Fetterman being the primary example we've talked about, but Shane also a part of that. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Counts even at 2. 1-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the fourth. Carter Baumler out after 3, as was to be expected. Scheduled for 3 innings, 55 pitches, whichever came first tonight. 2-2. Fastball poked out of play, right field side. And the count stays even at 2. Shane Davis now on in relief. Working with a 1-0 Delmarva lead, bottom of the fourth. Wind up, here's the 2-2. Swung on and fouled, played off the catcher Hernandez. Davis went with the slider low. Couldn't throw it by Vasquez. Count stays even at 2. Vasquez from the right side, a square stance. Holds the hands up high. Points the bat nearly straight up. 2-2 again. And Vasquez fouls off another. Fastball at 93 from Davis. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. We've actually seen Shane's velocity increase this season. He's touched 95 at home a couple of times. 2-2 again. Fastball swung on and missed. There's the 95. He rears back and throws it by Vasquez. Back-to-back strikeouts for Shane Davis out of the pen. And there's 2 outs here in the fourth. It's one of his last starts at home. Shane got a big strikeout. Reached deep, went for 95. And I asked him if he saw it up on the board. The radar gun screening, that is. First pitch to Bobby Seymour. Shane's up just a little low for ball one. And Shane, with a smile, said, "Yes, I did." Jane's been working very hard on getting that extra velo. 1-0. Swung on and missed. Change up, up and away. Counts even at 1. 2 outs, nobody on for Seymour. Left-handed batter hit a 2-run homer last night to open the scoring in the second. Shorebirds lead 1-0, bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Chopped on the ground towards second. On third hop, Romero comes in, grabs it, throws to first. Second baseman retires Seymour for the final out here in the fourth. Shane Davis picks up where Carter Baumler left off. A 1-2-3-4. And we're on to the fifth. Shorebirds lead 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the wooks. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, Shorebirds leading the River Dogs 1-0. Shane Davis with a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen to begin his night. And now Charleston goes to the bullpen for the first time. A TechNet call to the pen. Antonio Jimenez out. Over Galloway comes on. Jimenez threw well. Went four innings. Allowed one run, two hits, two walks. Season high, 8 strikeouts. First pitch to Ryan Higgins. Misses outside for ball one. 7, 8, and 9 due up to face Galloway. First out of the pen. Righty into his windup is 1-0 to Higgins. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. Higgins, an RBI single, his first time up. He was at the plate in the fourth when Noel Britt Romero was caught stealing to end the inning. 2-0, misses outside at 95 from Galloway, and it's 3-0. Galloway making his 11th appearance. He's 3-0 with a 2.77 ERA. 3-0. Fastball on the outside corner, 3-1. 20 years old out of Venezuela. 26 innings, 25 strikeouts, 13 walks, 15 hits, 9 runs, 8 earned. Wind up in the 3-1. That's way outside. Ball 4. Higgins draws the leadoff walk here in the fifth. Brings up Ryan Hernandez, the catcher for the Shorebirds, eighth man in the order. Galloway has recorded at least 3 strikeouts now in 4 straight appearances for Charleston. First pitch to Hernandez is swung on and fouled back just to the left of the press box, waiting for a scout sitting at a picnic table, grabs with a hand, hands it off to a small fan. Didn't even blink an eye. 0-1 on Hernandez, the pitch. Changeup misses up and away, 1-1. Galloway last pitched on the 19th against Augusta, went 4 innings. Gave up a run on a hit, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. High set with a man at first. Righty fires home, and Hernandez rolls it on the ground straight to the second baseman. Ramirez flipped to second, 1 relay to first. That's a 4-6-3 double play, as easy as he can draw it up. 3 hopper to Ramirez. Good feed to Williams. On to Seymour. Once the base is clear, there's 2 outs now in the fifth. Galloway 6'2", 188. Throws in the high 90s. Here's Aaronson Placencia, right-handed batter. The first pitch fastball is down the dirt. Ends up nicking our catcher, Luis Leon. Didn't quite get him where it would really hurt, but a little bit lower than that. Right above the shin guard. Placencia in his Delmarva debut, struck out looking his first time up. Two outs, nobody on. Shorebirds lead 1-0, top of the fifth. Galloway, the wind and the pitch. Sliced out of play, right field side. Counts 1-1. Shorebirds just two hits in the game. Charles doing just one. We came into this series not expecting what we got last night, which was a 10-9 Shorebirds win, or Shorebirds loss. 2-1, breaking ball down and away. Three balls and a strike. Charleston, a very good pitching team, and they get by offensively. They're still top half of the league. 2-1. Placencia, high chopper towards second. Waiting back on it, Ramirez has it go over his head and into shallow center. Placencia safely aboard at first. And that's a base hit for Aaronson Placencia. Just a high chopper, ton of topspin. And it leapt right over the head of Ramirez, who tried to wait back on it in shallow right center. Second baseman can't flag it down. Placencia, his first hit of the season. He was 0-10 with Aberdeen, now 1-2 with the Shorebirds. Lineup goes to the top now, and Elio Prado, first pitch. He swings and chops it foul into the River Dogs' dugout first base side. Strike one. Shorebirds lead 1-0, top of the fifth. Like we were saying, Charleston has done most of their winning this year because of how good their pitching is. 0-1. Prado hits it high in the air, deep down the right field line, slicing towards the corner. That'll get back and out of play. It's 0-2. So last night, a bit of a break from the normal for the River Dogs. Still came away with the win, but they typically don't expect their pitching to give up 9 runs. It's a 1-0 game. Shorebirds leading the River Dogs, top of the fifth. Prado at the plate, right-handed batter. The pitch home takes a slider just outside. Galloway on the mound was starting to break towards the River Dogs dugout first base side, but has to stay put. Counts 1-2. High set from Galloway. Now the pitch, and Prado takes just down and in. 2-2. Placencia singled with two outs. Higgins walked to begin the inning, but a double play wiped him off the bases. 2-2. And Prado fouls it straight back and out of play. Counts even at 2-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Placencia held on at first. Here's the pitch. And Prado swings and misses. Slider in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Leon. He'll tag out Prado, complete the strikeout, and end a scoreless fifth for Over Galloway. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway home. It's the Shorebirds 1 and the River Dogs nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoops. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Delmarva 1 and Charleston nothing. Shorebirds with the only run of the game back in the second. Ryan Higgins, an RBI single. Far cry from last night's game. It was a seven-run second for Charleston. Ended up 10-9. By the end of that one, Charleston won it. Mason Auer leads it off for the River Dogs here in the fifth. Takes a swipe at the first pitch from Shane Davis and fouls it back and out of play for strike one. So no balls and a strike on Auer to kick off the bottom of the fifth. And the 0-1, it's a breaking ball that misses just a little bit down, 1-1. One-one pitch. Ripped to third by the dive of De Leon and on into left field, a base hit. Ball was scorched by Auer. And he's aboard with just the second hit of the game for the River Dogs. This one leads off the fifth. Last time out for Shane was on the 19th against Fredericksburg. The stat line ended up being okay. He threw four innings, allowed two unearned runs, three hits, two walks, four strikeouts, but it was a slog. Saw him the next day after that game, and just the look on his face said it all. He was wiped. First pitch now to Abiazel Ramirez is in there for a called strike at the knees. Abiazel Ramirez, left-handed batter, walked his first time up. Middle infield, a double play, depth man at first, nobody out, bottom five. It's 1-0 Shorebirds over the River Dogs. Here's the pitch. It's down in the dirt, nice block by Hernandez, and the count's even at one. Well, Shane has gone above 80 pitches his past two times out and hasn't gone deeper than four each time. He'd like to be a bit more economical. 1-2-3, fourth inning certainly helps him with that. He's got a man at first, here to begin the fifth. From the belt, the pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball two. Auer at first, like everybody on the Charleston roster, a threat to run. 12 for 13 in stolen bases this season. Outfield straight away for Ramirez. Open stance from the left side, a throw over the first, and just back in time is Auer. As he was leaning there, he flinched, and Davis nearly got him. Counts 2-1. Davis set at the belt, takes a peek at first, now throws home, and the fastball cut on and missed high up at Ramirez's eyes. Couldn't lay off, and the count's even at two. It's a cool week for Shane, being relatively close back to where he went to college. 2-2, fastball up and in, nearly hits Ramirez on the shoulder. Count's full. But for one of the very few times, and the first time in his pro career thus far, Shane gets to play against a fellow NC Central alum. As on the Charleston pitching staff is Austin Vernon, who went to NC Central. 3-2, runner goes. It's up and in, straight to the backstop. Head first, slide into second for Auer. As he stops there, if he had rounded, he might have been able to go first to third. But not a good start here in the fifth for Davis. A single and a walk at 2-1 with nobody out. You remember, we haven't talked about NC Central in a while for Shane since he came out of there 2 years ago now. But Shane pitched for NC Central back in 2020. Came out of the MEAC school, and that was the second to last year of the program. They folded after the end of last year as the school cut funding for them. 2-1, nobody out for Luis Leon, the catcher for Charleston. Inside move to second. And are they calling a pitch clock violation on Davis? They are. Oh, man, that is rough. Time was winding down. Davis went with an inside move to second, and they still called the pitch clock violation. 1-0. Leon popped a short his first time up. Davis looks to second. Here's the pitch. Check swing, Leon fouls it back, 1-1. At NC Central, the program ceased to exist after 2021, but that didn't stop Vernon, who was Davis's teammate in 2020, from getting drafted. And when Shane first came out of NC Central, obviously a MEAC school, not too much talent from there, I had a couple of conversations with him about the program, especially after they announced that they were going to cancel the sport. 1-1, it's down in the dirt, and the count's 2-1. Asked him if there was any chance anybody else would join him in the pro ranks. And he said, actually, we've got this one kid who's sitting 95-97, huge, big, physical guy. He's probably going to get drafted. Well, lo and behold, that was Austin Vernon, who was drafted by the Rays last year. Picked in the 10th round, 2-1. Change up just off the outside corner, 3-1. And has been absolutely electric for Charleston this year in the rotation. Has struck out nearly a batter and a half per inning with an ERA under 3. 3-1 on Leon. Men at first and second, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And fastball ripped over the first base bag and down the right field line. Carom's off the sidewall. Baloney falls down trying to pick it up. One run scores. Racing around third. Here comes Ramirez. The throw into second. And now to third is Leon with a triple. It's a two-run triple for Luis Leon. His first triple of the year. And Charleston grabs a 2-1 lead here in the fifth. Brings up O'Neill Manzueta. Third triple of the series already for Charleston through a game plus. I noticed this today while doing game notes. Charleston has more triples, now 25, than they have homers as a team. They've hit 23 homers. They've tripled 25 times. Manzueta from the right side. The first pitch is a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Man at third. Still nobody out in the fifth. It's 2-1 Charleston. Infield comes in for the Shorebirds. Outfield straight away. The wind still blowing out to right. Here's the pitch. Curveball misses outside, 2-0. And that's been Davis's undoing here in the inning. He's been falling behind basically every batter. Single to Auer, Ramirez walked, Leon tripled. So ahead in the count, 3-1. 2-0 to Manzueta. On the inside corner with a fastball. 2-1. Infield in for the Birds, trying to keep it just 2 here in the fifth. Shorebirds now down 2-1 to Charleston. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Hefty hack. Comes up empty 2-2. Two-one Charleston over Delmarva, bottom five. Two-run triple for Luis Leon, giving the River Dogs the lead. 2-2 to Manzueta. Way high. Fastball nowhere close, and the count's full. Three-two pitch. Manzueta takes high, ball four. Fastball up the eyes. Second walk of the inning. Given up by Davis. And it looks like pitching coach Joe Hamacher is going to make his way out to the mound. So we got a mound visit with nobody out here in the fifth. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Davis obviously coming on in relief in the fourth has more than enough leash to stick it out in this game should he prove to be effective. He's got men in the corners, nobody out. The entire infield outside of the left side of the infield comes in. And it's oddly Placencia and De Leon at third stay put at their positions. But Romero and Higgins come into chat. Now 2-1 Charleston, bottom of the fifth. Top of the order in Shane Sasaki coming to the plate. Sasaki is 0-2. He was 1-3 last night with two walks. So ready to get back to the action. See how the Shorebirds position the infield. Looks like middle infield is going to be back at double play depth. De Leon at third, now creeping back at the bag. Right now even with it. Higgins holds on the runner at first. The first pitch from Davis to Sasaki is a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Outfield shades Sasaki the other way a touch. Davis from the belt, the righty's pitch. And a breaking ball chopped foul down the third base side. 1-1. Shorebirds led 1-0 after four. Carter Baumler with three scoreless innings in his professional debut. But it's been trouble here in the fifth for Shane Davis. Single, walk, two-run triple, another walk. Now the top of the order. One-one. Curveball called, strike two. Outside corner at the knees. Sasaki almost in pain with that called strike. Winced at the call. Counts 1-2. Hugo Beltran takes off his warm-up and gets on top of the mound out in the Shorebirds bullpen. He'll start throwing. 1-2 on Sasaki. The pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner, maybe a little low. It's almost the same spot as the breaking pitch. Men in the corners, nobody out. It's 2-1 Charleston, bottom five. And now time called as a baseball from the Shorebirds bullpen gets onto the field. Two balls, two strikes on Sasaki. Middle infield at double play depth trying to stop the bleeding here in the fifth. Nobody out. Here it comes. And Sasaki, a high fly ball to center. DeSone loses it at first. Now backs up, has a read on it, makes the catch. Throws it in towards second, tagging from third, coming in to score Leon. And it's 3-1 River Dogs in the fifth. Off the bat, DeSone had no idea where that baseball was. So right now he's still got his hands on his hips, looking up towards the sky. Just at twilight right now, which is actually covered up by an overcast sky. Both LED lights on. DeSone must have lost him up there. So RBI sack fly for Sasaki. That's his 16th RBI of the season. Brings up Carson Williams. First pitch breaker on the outside corner for strike one. 3-1 Charleston, bottom five. Man at first, one out. Shorebirds lost game one last night 10-9. Had a 1-0 lead. Just since evaporated the pitch. Williams, a chopper foul, third base side. Quickly 0-2. Now one out, man at first for Williams, who's 0-2 with two strikeouts. Carolina League leader in extra base hits. Has 21 of them. 10 doubles, 7 triples, 4 homers. Right-handed batter. Davis the righty on the mound, set at the belt. The pitch. Fastball swung on and missed, just threw 91 by him. Letter high. Third strikeout of the game for Davis. And that brings up Drew Baker. This will be the second time through the order now for Davis. Baker 0-2 with two strikeouts. Once against Baumler, once against Davis. Charleston, the second best team in the league for a reason. The pitch. Cutter misses low. Delayed steal to second. Here's the throw from Hernandez. It's on time as he throws out Monzueta, who took off on a delayed steal, and Hernandez with a strike to the bag, hits Romero, applies the tag, and the inning's over. So Charleston runs their way out of the inning, but they do play three and take the lead. We go to the sixth. It's now Charleston 3, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action and single game tickets are on sale now.
Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds now trail 3-1 against the River Dogs. Three-run fifth for Charleston as they put the first three on. All three score. Two-run triple for Luis Leon, the big blow, and then Shane Suzuki, sack fly, scores him. Michael Desone leads it off for the Birds here in the sixth, and the first pitch drills the home plate umpire, Steve Craze, right on the kneecap. Drops down to a knee immediately, hit him straight in the left leg. Came off with a pretty good thud. Trainer for Charleston, Ruben Santiago, will come out and check on him. Walks it out down the first baseline. His crewmate Trey Jester comes in to see how his friend is feeling. Looks like he's good to go. Will stay in the game. Says, okay, let's get it going. Pitch missed inside to Desone. 2-3-4 for the Shorebirds against Auvers Galloway. Through a scoreless fifth. Allowed a couple of base runners, though. Walk and a single. Double play ball helped him out. Shorebirds haven't scored since the second. Have just three hits in the game. All the way, full windup, the ready throws home, and Desone takes a fastball down the middle, 1-1. Shorebirds offense didn't wake up until late last night, 1-1. Breaking ball top of the zone, heart of the plate, it's 1-2. Scored four times in the eighth, three times in the ninth. To come back to life and nearly take that game, 1-2. Desone, a high chopper towards short, charging in Williams, gloves, throws to first just in time. Desone hustling the entire way. Williams nearly got decked by his third baseman, Vasquez, who was trying to cut it off himself. But Williams dances around him, fielded it at his knees, right on the infield grass, and throws out Desone for the first out of the sixth. Brings up Trenton Craig, who's 0-2 with two strikeouts. First pitch to Craig is chopped on the ground to short. Far easier play for Williams this time. Three hopper, throws to first, and retires Craig, and there's quickly two away here in the sixth. Routine as can be, and Auvers Galou, just a couple pitches into the sixth, has two outs. Brings up Isaac Bologna. He's 0-2, two punch outs. Takes the first pitch fastball high and away for ball one. 3-1 River Dogs over the Shorebirds, top of the sixth. Bologna, left-handed batter. Galou, the windup, here it comes. And it's down the dirt. Nice pick by Leon. 2-0. The reason last night's comeback so surprising for the Shorebirds is they are a team that does not like to score in bunches. 2-0. Bologna swats it out of play, third base side, 2-1. Typically, the key to scoring in bunches is three-run homer or grand slam. Well, the Shorebirds have just one of those this season. Makes it pretty difficult to accumulate runs quickly. The pitch, fastball up and in, 3-1. So they hit more singles than your average club, which leads to the necessity of getting four or five in a row for a big rally. 2-1. Up and in for ball four. Check that. That was the 3-1. Up and in for ball four. Two-out walk from Galou to Bologna. Extends the sixth. Last night, a perfect example, actually, in the eighth. It went walk, single, 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 single for the Shorebirds to get back into the game. In fact, every hit as a part of their rally in the eighth and ninth were singles. Just a couple of walks and errors mixed in as well. Stirred the pot, and out came seven runs in two frames. Bologna at first, two outs for Noelbert Romero. Galou's pitch
Fastball misses up and in for ball one. Shorebirds down 3-1. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Luis Leon, to chat with Gildoom, who has lost his control here with two outs in the sixth. Galloway, I should say. Galloway spells his name G-A-L-U-E, which on first glance gives you Galoo. In fact, though, it's Galloway. His first name is spelled O-V-E-R, like over, over. Galloway's 1-0. Romero hits a warm burner right to the second baseman. Ramirez, just right of the bag, gobbles it up, throws to first, retires Romero, and strands Bologna at first here in the sixth. Shorebirds down scoreless. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Charleston 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 3-1. Game two of this series, River Dogs took game one 10-9. So the Shorebirds looking to avoid their second loss to open up the week. Drew Baker leads it off for Charleston and Shane Davis, hoping to bounce back from a three-run fifth. 3, 4, and 5 due up. The first pitch from Davis to Baker is a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Baker 0-2 with two strikeouts is actually the heart of the order. Williams, Baker, and Vasquez, 2, 3, and 4, have gone a combined 0-7 with 7 Ks. 0-1, curveball just off the outside corner, 1-1. And that's combined between Baumler and Davis. Right on right matchup. Davis the windup, here's the 1-1. Popped in the air, foul ground, first base sign. That'll get back and out of play. Counts 1-2. Orioles are taking on the Yankees again, hoping to bounce back from an extra innings loss last night. Right now, the O's trail New York 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Tyler Wells on the mound. Chance to take a series lead 2-1. 1-2. Chopped high down the third baseline. De Leon next to the bag. Nice backhand scoop. It's wide of the bag foul. And the count stays at 1-2. Around the rest of Birdland for you in the affiliate chain, Bowie is tied with Erie at 4-all right now. Gunnar Henderson is 3-for-3. Drew Rahm was activated off the IL prior to the game today. Gave up 4 runs over 3-plus innings. As now time called, Baker steps out. Tied at 4 with Erie, bottom 7 for Bowie. Cesar Prieto with his first base ox doubled as well. 1-2 on Drew Baker. Here's the pitch. Fastball popped back and out of play. 1-2. Aberdeen has just seen Wilmington tie the game at 1-1. That's in the bottom of the sixth between the Ironbirds and the Blue Rocks. And Norfolk, D.L. Hall was supposed to pitch today. He will pitch tomorrow. Postponed due to rain. 1-2 again. Curveball in the dirt. Baker lays off. Counts even at 2. Postponed. They will play a doubleheader tomorrow. Today, manager Brandon Hyde said the Orioles will call somebody up from AAA prior to Saturday's doubleheader for the Orioles. 2-2. Baker swings and misses, tied up and knots down and in by an off-speed pitch. Davis sets him down on strikes for the third time tonight, and there's one away to begin the sixth. 4 strikeouts for Davis. And right now the options seem to be between Zach Lowther and Denji Reyes for Saturday, unless the Orioles add somebody to the 40-man roster. First pitch breaking ball from Davis to Willy Vasquez is at the knees outside corner for strike one. Here from Charleston, it's the River Dogs 3, Shorebirds 1, bottom 6. Davis the windup in the 0-1 to Vasquez. Breaking ball top of the zone this time. Gets the call and it's 0-2. Vasquez over 2, 2 Ks. That's from the right side. Davis the ready in a rhythm. Here's his pitch. Curveball smacked in the ground to short on the third hop. Plasencia fields it backing up. Fires to first. Retires Vasquez. And there's 2 outs here in the 6th. So 2 out, nobody on for Bobby Seymour. And in more Orioles roster moves today, they claimed right-handed pitcher Chris Valamont off of waivers from the Minnesota Twins. Valamont had been on the Twins 40-man. They tried to DFA him. Orioles claim him. Seymour left-handed batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single in the second. Davis's pitch. In on the hands as Seymour breaks his bat on a slow roller to short. DeLeon, the third baseman, tries to cut it off. It glances off his glove and into shallow center. He goes and retrieves it himself. And Seymour aboard at first with 2 outs. Be a base hit for Seymour. It's going to be a tough play for Plasencia if the shortstop would have gotten there first. So Seymour trades his bat for a two-hit game. He's 2-for-3. Brings up Mason Auer. Led off the fifth with a base hit. Started the rally for Charleston that produced 3 runs. The first pitch to him. Curveball misses up and in for ball 1. Valamont was a top 11 prospect in the Twins system. Good right-handed pitcher out of Division II Mercyhurst. Had struggled this past year at Double A though. 1-0. Curveball wraps around the inside corner for ball 2. And Valamont is reported to be headed to Bowie. So he'll reinforce that Bay Sox rotation. Man at first, 2 outs for Auer. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Cutter just off the inside corner. Davis doesn't get the call. And the count's 3-0. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 3-1, bottom of the 6th. So man at first, 2 outs. Sun's completely set now. Flag still blowing out to center. The 3-0 is on the inside corner, 3-1. Auer had a good game last night. It was 3-for-4, the triple and a homer. The 3-1. Stinging ground ball right at the second baseman, Romero. Fields and throws to first to retire Auer. Scorched grounder, but right at Romero ends the inning, and Davis able to strand the 2-out single aboard. We're through 6. On to the 7th. It's Charleston 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road in the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 3-1. Isaac De Leon leads it off and shatters his bat on a grounder to short, cut off by the third baseman De Leon. He throws to first to retire De Leon. And Vasquez had to be the one to make that play from third because the barrel of the bat went spiraling out of the shortstop, Carson Williams, who had to avoid the flying shrapnel before even thinking about fielding the ground ball. Vasquez cut off the ball through the first. Retired De Leon on the first pitch here of the seventh. As Isaac's bat ends up in splinters. Shorebirds down by two. They need some offense. Just three hits in the game. First pitch to Ryan Higgins. Fastball misses at the top of the zone for ball one. Over Galloway working in relief of Antonio Jimenez has now thrown two scoreless innings, two and a third. 1-0. Higgins swats it out of play, right field side, 1-1. Getting late into the night. Shorebirds down 3-1. Sun is completely set, lights on, full effects. And Charleston has the very nice updated LED lights here. 1-1. Breaking ball splits the middle, 1-2. Higgins yet to be retired tonight. He is 1-for-2 with a single, an RBI, and a walk. Right-on-right matchup. Galloway gets into his wind. Here's the 1-2. Higgins a hard grounder towards short. Williams waits back on it, gobbles it up, throws to first. Retires Higgins as he's able to field that one without trouble. No flying debris coming at him, and there's quickly two away here in the seventh. Galloway out of the bullpen has thrown just 35 pitches through 2 2/3 now. One hit, two walks, one strikeout. Now Brian Hernandez, left-handed hitting catcher. First pitch, he swings and fouls it back out of play for strike one. Hernandez 0-for-2. He bounced into a 4-6-3 double play his last time up. Galloway into his wind, the pitch. Hernandez swings and misses. Can't touch the two-seamer running away. And it's 0-2. Galloway angles himself towards the third baseline into his windup, the pitch. And Hernandez swings and misses. Back-to-back off-speed pitches with a changeup get him to swing and miss. And Galloway with a very breezy 1-2-3-7. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch. Shorebirds trail the River Dogs 3-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. With so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bulk. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Hope you had a good stretch. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Here from Charleston, Shane Davis back to work right now. The only blemish on his scorecard, a three-run fifth inning for Charleston. Shorebirds with one in the second, nothing after. Charleston nothing until the fifth and nothing since. 7-8-9 due up for Charleston here in the bottom of the seventh. Abiazel Ramirez leads it off. Yet to have an official AB has walked twice and takes the first pitch from Davis down and away for ball one. Switch hitter bats from the left side, open stance. Davis the windup, here's the pitch. Curveball misses a little low for ball two. Shorebirds trying to keep pace with the Lynchburg Hillcats, who are actually right now already in extras against the Columbia Fireflies. 2-0. Big swing and a miss from Ramirez. Fastball up and in, counts 2-1. Lynchburg trailing Columbia 2-1. Bottom of the 10th, but they have men at the corners and two outs and two strikes. 2-1 at the knees, and the count's even at 2. Hellcats 22-17, leading the Carolina League Northern Division. Shorebirds come into play today, 7.5 back. The 2-2, chopped on the ground to third. De Leon, wicked hop, able to snare it. Fires the first and airmails it into the seats. He had the hard part down. But after fielding the bad hop, trying to get a little extra something on the throw and skied it to first, that'll be an error on De Leon, allowing Ramirez to reach to start the inning. E5 all the way. Brings up Luis Leon. He is 1-for-2 with a two-run triple. First pitch from Davis to him. Chopped foul to the backstop for strike one. Leon's triple gave Charleston the lead, which they now hold. 3-1. Bottom seven, man out at second to start the inning. Nobody out. Davis from the belt, the 0-1. Change up misses low, 1-1. Other Carolina League scores for you. Fayetteville and Down East right now in the bottom of the seventh. Davis comes set, looks to second. The leg kick, the pitch home. And Leon checks his swing. Fastball in the inside corner at 90, 1-2. Wood Ducks leading Fayetteville 3-1. They actually just ended the seventh, so they're on to the eighth. Bottom of the seventh from Zebulon. Carolina Mudcat shutting out Kannapolis 3-0. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Davis went up and away with the fastball. Leon chased after it. Shane with his fifth strikeout out of the pen. And there's one away here in the seventh. Man still out at second for O'Neill Monzueta. Monzueta, right-handed batter. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Flag still blowing out towards right center. The pitch, breaking ball is way outside for ball one. Shorebirds can't really afford to go down anymore here in this one. Charleston with a stellar bullpen. Just a good pitching staff in general, but the guys that they have coming out of the bullpen throw absolute gas. Man at second, Romero, the second baseman, holds him close. Davis's pitch, runner takes off for third as the pitch lined into right center field. That's down for a base hit. It splits the gap and goes to the wall. Coming home to score, Ramirez. Monzueta on his way to third. Here's the relay throw. It's not in time. Monzueta in with a feet first slide. The second triple of the night for Charleston. Their fourth already through two games. And it's 4-1 River Dogs here in the seventh. O'Neill Monzueta, an RBI triple. His third triple of the season. And Charleston now with a three-run lead. Error comes around to score. Now the top of the order in Shane Sasaki. So for two with a sac fly and RBI. First pitch. Fouls it straight back for strike one. Infield comes in for the Shorebirds, now down by three. And Hugo Beltran up and warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen again. Davis from the stretch, Sasaki, right-handed batter. Light kick, here it comes. And Sasaki drives one in the air, deep right center, DeSoto on the run, center fielder won't get there, it hits off the base of the wall. Sasaki flying around second, he's thinking three, and he's in with a headlong dive. Back-to-back triples for Charleston. Sasaki drives in Monzueta from third, and it's now 5-1. The third triple of the game for Charleston. Six here in the first two games. It was a tough break for the Shorebirds there as Felipe Rojas Jr. makes his way out to the mound to chat with Davis. I'm not sure if Beltran's ready yet. But when I say that Sasaki's ball hit off the base of the wall in right center, it actually wedged right underneath the wall and didn't carom out. And because of that, Sasaki, with his speed, had no trouble getting into third. Beltran still thrilling out in the bullpen. Felipe hasn't asked for the ball from Shane yet. Two runs home here in the inning. I think he's just having a heart-to-heart with Davis. Taps him on the head and now takes the ball from him. And Hugo Beltran will come in on this tech net called the bullpen. It's now 5-1 River Dogs. Here in the seventh, Hugo Beltran coming on. Be back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Back in Charleston, we're still in the bottom of the seventh. It's Charleston 5 and Delmarva 1. Two runs home in the seventh for the River Dogs. They've hit two more triples. And Hugo Beltran takes over for Shane Davis on this tech net called the bullpen. Davis goes 3 1/3 right now on the hook for 5 runs, 4 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. And he is responsible for Shane Sasaki at third, who just tripled home a run. Carson Williams at the plate. Infield comes in for the Birds. Beltran's first pitch out of the pen. It's a slider on the inside corner for strike one. Hugo, right-handed pitcher out of Columbia, faces Williams here, who's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away, and it's quickly 0-2. Hugo making his 12th appearance, 2-1 with a 1.84 ERA. 14 2/3 innings, has struck out 13 and walked just 2. 6-1, 190. Infield in for the Shorebirds, 5-1 Charleston, bottom 7. The 0-2. And Williams swings and misses. Beltran claps his hands together. 3 pitches, a punch out of Williams right out of the pen. And the infield can now recede back with 2 outs in the inning. Brings up Drew Baker. He's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts as well. Sasaki at third, 2 outs. It's now 5-1 Charleston. They've tripled twice in the inning after the frame started with an error. The pitch. Baker takes. Slider on the inside corner, 0-1. Hugo making his first appearance since back on Sunday when he threw the final two innings of that one. Didn't allow a run, three hits, three strikeouts. High sent for Hugo. Here's the pitch. And Baker takes a frisbee slider down the middle. It's 0-2. Hugo, sinker, cutter, slider, changeup. Primarily that slider and cutter, though. Owen 2 on Baker. Right-handed batter. Lime green tape on his bat open stance. Hugo the high set. Leg kick, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Six pitches, six strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs for Hugo Beltran as he strands Sasaki at third to end the seventh. Talk about efficient from Hugo. We go to the eighth. It's Charleston 5, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, Shorebirds now in a 5-1 hole against the Charleston River Dogs. 9-1-2 to bat against Over Galloway. He's thrown three scoreless out of the pen. His first pitch to Aronson Plasencia is a fastball at 95 on the outside corner. Plasencia 1-for-2 with a single back in the fifth. Galloway, the rock in the pitch. It's down in the dirt, 1-1. Galloway, to this point, three innings. He's allowed just one hit. That was to Plasencia, a high chopper over the head of the second baseman, Ramirez. He's walked two and struck out two. The 1-1. Slider front doors on Plasencia, inside corner. It's 1-2. Plasencia, right-handed batter. A single back in the fifth was his first of the season after he went 0-for-10 with Aberdeen. 0-2. Sliced out of play, right field side into the seats. Should have said that is 1-2, so the count remains at a ball and two strikes. Shorebirds need another late rally. They scored four times in the eighth last night, three times in the ninth. 1-2. Plasencia takes inside, and the count's even at 2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Charleston. Flags have actually died now out in center. We saw the wind pick up more as the night went on last night. 2-2. Plasencia lines it into center, a base hit. That's just the start the Shorebirds needed. Here in the eighth, a good long battle from Plasencia rockets it into center for a base hit. And the Shorebirds have the leadoff man on for just the third time tonight. Lineup flips the top as well now, and Elio Prado digs in. He's 0-for-3. Prado was struck out twice and popped out to first. First pitch, fastball taken up and away for ball one. Prado, right-handed batter, second game here with the Shorebirds, was 1-for-3 in his debut last night. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. And Prado fouls it off the hands, straight back, 1-1. One ball, one strike on Prado. Man at first, nobody out. The pitch. Hard slider on the outside corner. That's a good pitch from Galloway. 1 and 2. Galloway takes a peek at first, now comes ready, crossfire set. The righty fires home, and Prado shoots it the other way through the hole, a base hit on into right. Placencia trundles up to second, stops there, and Prado aboard at first, back-to-back hits for the Shorebirds to kick off the eighth. Then at first and second, nobody out for Michael Desson. This is what the Shorebirds did last night in the eighth inning. They just dinked and dunked the River Dogs to death in the frame. They had four straight singles. Now two straight here to start the eighth tonight. Desson, the batter, the first pitch. Slider is a called strike, but that crossed up Leon, and he immediately goes out to the mound to chat with Galloway, as that could have been a very easy pass ball or wild pitch. I don't know how he managed to catch that, given that he was looking fastball. Brighty begins to loosen out in the Charleston bullpen. Men at first and second, nobody out for Desson, who in his return to action, first gameplay for him in a week. He's gone 0 for 2, a walk and two groundouts to short. Right-handed batter against the righty Galloway. Comes to a crossfire set, hands held at the shoulders. His pitch, and Desson takes another slider. It's in there at the knees, 0-2. Shorebirds haven't had too many at-bats with runners in scoring position tonight. This is just their fifth. Higgins had the only hit with a man in scoring position back in the second. The pitch, and Desson waves and misses at a fastball at 95. Galloway slide-stepped, reared back, and fired. Strikes out Desson. And there's one out here in the eighth. Runners remain at first and second. Shorebirds down 5-1, trying to chip away at this deficit in the eighth. Now Trenton Craig, another right-handed batter, third in the order of the pitch. He swings and fouls it back, trying to attack. First pitch. Craig 0 for 3, struck out twice and grounded to short. Middle infield stays at double play depth. Outfield straight away. Corners back. Placencia at second, Prado at first. The pitch. Craig takes a slider down and away. 1-1. Wind picks up again, now gusting way out towards right pretty strongly. 1-1. Craig tries to check his swing, but he went around, fastball up and in. And it's 1-2. Shorebirds fell in game one last night, 10-9. Charleston, the second best team in the league, trying to keep pace with Myrtle Beach. 1-2. Slider in the dirt, squirts through Leon to the backstop, and both runners take 90 feet. Placencia to third, Prado to second on the wild pitch. Counts even at 2. Shorebirds just trying to climb their way out of the cellar. Now 2 games back at Down East, who is in 5th place ahead of them. Shorebirds at 15-25, Charleston 27-13, the fifth best winning percentage in the entire minors. Men in second and third, now one out. 2-2 on Trenton Craig. Galloway's pitch, and it's way high with the fastball. Craig ducks it, and the count's 3-2. Infield back for Charleston, conceding the run with the 4-run cushion. The pitch. And Craig serves it into right field. That's a base hit. Placencia scores. Here comes Prado around third. The throw to the plate. It's cut off. Prado scores standing. It's a 2-run single for Trenton Craig. And the Shorebirds cut it back to a 2-run game. It's Charleston 5 and Delmarva 3 here in the 8th. Wasn't pretty from Craig, but a slider down and away. Just able to slice it into right field. Out to the mound comes the pitching coach, R.C. Lichtenstein, for Charleston now. He'll chat with Galloway as the Charleston bullpen continues to stir. With a 2-run single for Craig, his first hit of the game. Trenton's first hit of the series as well. It was 0 for 4 last night with a walk. It was actually his walk in the 8th that kicked off the rally. Lichtenstein, a big pat on the back for Galloway on the mound. Shorebirds have now brought the tying run to the plate in the form of Isaac Bologna. Isaac, the active leader in home runs for the Shorebirds this season with 5. Hit 2 over the course of the homestands. They were both big ones. Game-winning homer Tuesday, last Tuesday against Fredericksburg, and then the walk-off homer against Salem. First pitch. Bologna takes. Fastball at the letters outside corner for strike one. Craig at first. One out, top of the eighth. It's now 5-3 Charleston after Craig's two-run single. Bologna open stance from the left side. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Hard changeup down and away. Comes up empty. It's 0-2. Bologna with a team-best 804 OPS coming into tonight. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Change up down again. Bologna can't connect. He's down on strikes for the third time tonight. 0-3. Two outs in the eighth. Craig stays at first. And Noel Bert Romero gets his chance to hit. Fourth strikeout for Galloway. Noel Bert 1-for-2. He doubled and scored in the second, walked in the fourth, and grounded out to second in the sixth. Tying run at the plate, Shorebirds down 5-3 in the eighth. The pitch. Fastball pops the mid on the outside corner for strike one. Galloway, one of the few Charleston players rocking high socks. Navy blue coming up to his knees. High set. Runner at first, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by Leon, shuffling to his right. 1-1. Sun is completely set. Nighttime has taken over. Flags blowing out towards right. Romero with 3 homers in the season represents the tying run. 5-3 Charleston in the eighth. Man at first, 2 outs. The pitch. And Romero blasts one. Deep left center field. Monsueta goes back on the warning track. He reaches out and reels it in. Romero barreled it up. Monsueta took an atrocious route to it. He came in and then back, but he flags it down to retire Romero and end the inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's now Charleston 5, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free on your screen. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds now trailing the River Dogs 5-3. 4, 5, and 6 do up for Charleston. Willie Vasquez leads it off against Hugo Beltran. Righty back to work on the mound. From the stretch, his first pitch is a breaking ball outside for ball one. First time Hugo has missed the zone. He came on with a man at third and 2 outs in the seventh. Threw 6 pitches, 6 strikes, back-to-back Ks. Ended the frame with no more damage. 1-0. Vasquez takes a fastball just outside for ball two. Vasquez Seymour an hour here in the 8th for Charleston. Shorebirds have cut it back to a 2-run game. 5-3 they trail after Trendon Craig's 2-run single. See if they got another late comeback in them tonight. The 2-0. Vasquez swings and pops it up to shallow left. Shortstop Licencia goes out. Left fielder Prado comes in, and he makes the catch for the first out here in the eighth. Prado had a long way to run on that one. Covered the ground swiftly and well. One away to kick off the eighth. That brings up Bobby Seymour. Left-handed batter. He's 2-for-3. Broke his bat his last time up on a flare to short. Wedged its way into shallow center. Beltran, right-handed pitcher, comes the high set. Pitch home, and Seymour sprays it out of play. Third base side. Strike one. When we go to the ninth, the Shorebirds have 6-7-8 due up. De Leon, Higgins, and Hernandez. Beltran, the leg kick and the pitch. Seymour chops it off his foot in the box. Slider down and in. Trying to walk that one off. Uses his bat as a cane, which is never a good sign. See if he'll stay in the game. Trainer for Charleston on top step. I don't think Seymour wants to be looked at, but I think he just wants a little bit of extra time for a reprieve. Takes a practice swing. Readjusts his batting gloves. Bright white batting gloves. Black barrel bat. Natural grain handle with red tape on it. He's ready to go. Clampers back into the box from the left side. Beltran has him 0-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Beltran throws 90 miles an hour by him. And very gingerly, Bobby Seymour walks back to the dugout. See if he comes back out from the ninth to play first base. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a new first baseman for the River Dogs when we go to the ninth. That brings up Mason Auer. Two outs, nobody on. Shorebirds trail 5-3. Beltran trying to keep it a two-run game before we go to the ninth. Auer, a single back in the fifth, takes the first pitch on the inside corner, a slider for strike one. Two outs, nobody on. It's 5-3 Charleston, bottom eight. Game two of the series. River Dogs took the opener last night, 10-9. Shorebirds trying to come back in full tonight. 0-1. Slider, outside edge, it's 0-2. Shorebirds scored 4 in the 8th last night, 3 in the 9th, came up just a couple inches short on Ryan Higgins' fly ball to left that died on the warning track. 0-2. Soft tapper towards short, charging in comes Placencia, short hop, gloves it, throws to first, not in time though, as Auer beats it out. Infield single keeps the 8th moving. That allows Abiezel Ramirez to hit. Ramirez 0-for-1. He's walked twice and reached on an error and scored back in the 7th. As a man at first, two outs, bottom of the 8th. Shorebirds trailing Charleston 5-3. Hugo high black socks. Black glove comes in the high set. Takes a couple looks at first, now throws. And Ramirez takes a fastball outside for ball one. So ball and no strikes on Ramirez, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Back foot slider got him to chase. And the count's 1-1. Infield plays Ramirez to pull. Shortstop Placencia up the middle. Outfield straight away. Open stance for the left-handed batter as Beltran steps off. Five-three River Dogs, bottom eight, Shorebirds trail. Throw over to first, an hour back in with the dive. Charleston, the leading stolen base team in the Carolina League. Auer is a part of that. 12-for-13 in stolen bases this season. Wind still blowing straight out to right. Here's the pitch. Runner goes from first, and Ramirez pops it out of play. Third base side. 1-2. Beltran has struck out three out of the pen, looking for a fourth to cap the eighth. 5-3 River Dogs, bottom eight. And at first, two outs. Auer with a ginormous lead. Beltran high set. Throws home. Auer runs, and it's swung on and missed. Down and in. Ramirez can't connect. And that's the final out here in the eighth. Beltran strikes out two more and sends us to the ninth. Shorebirds need two to tie, three to take the lead. It's Charleston 5, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth, Shorebirds trail the River Dogs 5-3. They need two to tie, three to take the lead. And we'll try to do it against Kyle Witten. Out on the mound now for Charleston on the Stecknet call to the bullpen. He takes over for Over Galloway, who is in line for the win. He goes four innings, gives up two runs on four hits. Two walks, four strikeouts. Hands the ball to Witten for the ninth. Witten, a right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 190 pounds, 23 years old. Out of the University of Virginia, making his 13th appearance. He is 5-for-5 in save chances this season. 1-0 record, a 2.20 ERA. 16 in the third innings, has struck out 13, walked 2. 12 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned. Opponents hitting just .207 against him. 6-7-8 due up for the Shorebirds in the ninth. Isaac De Leon leads it all. He's 0-for-3. He has struck out twice and grounded to third. Shorebirds scored 3 times in the ninth last night. We do that again, we get to play the bomb in the ninth. 5-3 River Dogs to kick off the ninth. Witten into his windup. Here's the pitch. Fastball at the knees, inside corner for strike one. 93 there from Witten. Witten starts from a crossfire stretch delivery and then steps into a windup from the third base side. It's 0-1. De Leon takes a breaking ball down and away at 85, 1-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for De Leon, right-handed batter. Isaac has multi-hit games back-to-back nights. The 1-1, he swings and fouls it back, 1-2, and unless this one goes to extras, that streak will come to an end. 0-for-3 tonight. 1-2 on De Leon. Witten stretches out his arms, two-tone glove, black and light tan, the 1-2. Hard grounder, but right at the second baseman, Ramirez gets a room service hop, flips it to first, retires De Leon, and that's the first out here in the ninth. Isaac barreled it up, but that was right at the second baseman. And there's one away here in the ninth. Brings up Ryan Higgins, the first baseman. Seventh man in the order, he's 1-for-2. RBI single back in the second. Right-handed batter. Witten, the righty on the mound, into his wind, the first pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. One out, nobody on, top of the ninth. Shorebird trying to avoid opening up this series with back-to-back losses. The pitch. Slider on the outside corner again at 86. It's 0-2. Witten pitched out of the bullpen for the UVA Cavaliers. 79 career appearances. Ninth most in program history, and that is a storied program. 0-2. Higgins takes a slider way outside. 1-2. One out, nobody on, top of the ninth. Shorebirds down 5-3, trying to get the tying run to the plate. Need to get somebody on. 1-2. Higgins, a cue ball towards second, shuffling to his left. The second baseman, Ramirez, fields, throws to first. Retires Higgins, and there's two outs here in the ninth. Back-to-back ground downs to second to start the ninth. And it's up to Brian Hernandez for the Shorebirds to keep this ball game alive. Hernandez, eighth place hitter, 0-3. Struck out, grounded into a double play, and flied out. Witten, the windup, here's the pitch. And Hernandez, a broken bat, flare into shallow center, that drops for a base hit. Exchanges his bat for the right to keep the ball game going, is aboard at first with a two-out single. And the Shorebirds do bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth. It'll be Aronson Plasencia to bat. Plasencia, in his Delmarva debut tonight, is 2-for-3. He singled to lead off the eighth, came around to score on Trenton Craig's two-run single. He's got Hernandez at first. He doesn't matter. But Plasencia at the plate, the tying run. Two outs, top of the ninth, 5-3 River Dogs. Here's the pitch. And Plasencia checks his swing. The fastball's down the middle for strike one. Outfield plays deep all the way around. Infield straight up. Seymour holds on Hernandez at first, a little bit surprisingly. Witten from the third base side is 0-1. Breaking ball snags the inside corner. It's 0-2, and the Shorebirds down to their final strike. Top of the order on deck, Elio Prado if we get there. Shorebirds down 5-3, top of the ninth. Man at first, two out. Plasencia, the tying run at the plate. The 0-2. He checks his swing, breaking ball down and away, appeal to second. Trey Jester says no swing, and the game continues. Witten readies up. Is 1-2. And Plasencia checks his swing again, appeal to second, and no swing, says Trey Jester again. Shorebirds breathe a sigh of relief. 2-2 on Aronson Plasencia. His Delmarva debut tonight, trying to keep the game going. Hernandez at first, two outs. Birds down by two. Here's the pitch. And Plasencia swings and misses. Can't connect on the slider. Witten finally sets him down. And that's the ball game. Charleston has taken the first two of the series. They win here on Wednesday night. Your final score, it's the River Dogs 5 and the Shorebirds 3. Delmarva gets the tying run to the plate in the ninth. But Kyle Witten posts a scoreless frame, and the Shorebirds lose their second in a row to kick off the 12-game road trip. Your final score here tonight, it's Charleston 5, Delmarva 3. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with the post-game show totals and a recap. Your final score again, it's the Charleston River Dogs 5, the Delmarva Shorebirds 3. Post-game show next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style?
Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to Joseph P. Riley Ballpark here in Charleston, South Carolina. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds hold it tight against Charleston again tonight, but come up on the wrong end of the scoreline for the second consecutive night. This time it's Charleston taking this one 5-3, your final score. Again, it was a solidly played game by the Shorebirds. Don't have really too many quibbles about what went on tonight, just like last night. Just Charleston's a really good team. Just plain and simple, there's a reason why they have the fifth best winning percentage in the entirety of the minors. They got the hits when they needed them, particularly the extra base hits. The Shorebirds had just one here tonight for the second straight night. Last night it was just one double. Here tonight, it's again just one double, a second inning double for Noelbert Romero. Outside of that, Shorebirds, it was just base hits and singles, and that's just not going to get it done against a Charleston pitching staff that doesn't give up that many hits to begin with anyways. So, Shorebirds fall here tonight. Your final, it's Charleston 5, Delmarva 3. Let's go through how this one shook out. The Shorebirds got on the board first here in this one. It was in the second when they got that extra base hit. Noelbert Romero kicked off the second with a double, went to third on a wild pitch, and then Ryan Higgins singled him home. Shorebirds scored first, 1-0 after two innings of play. Charleston took the lead in the bottom of the fifth with three runs. It went single, walk, two-run triple for Luis Leon, and then a sac fly for Shane Sasaki made it 3-1. Carter Baumler went three scoreless to start the game, and then that was Shane Davis's main hiccup in the ball game. Charleston then extended the lead in the seventh off of Davis again. Two more triples off of Shane Davis as Charleston hit three in the game. They've hit six so far in the series through two games. It is absurd the rate at which they hit three base hits. Wild, but O'Neill, Monzueta with an RBI triple, and Shane Sasaki with an RBI triple as well in the seventh. Shorebirds got it back to a two-run game in the eighth. Trendon Craig, a two-run single, served it the other way. Shorebirds got the tying run at the plate in the ninth after Brian Hernandez singled with two away, but Aaronson Plasencia struck out swinging to end the ball game. Final line score in this one, it's Delmarva. 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They strand 6. Charleston, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They strand 5. Auvaire Galloway gets the win for Charleston. He improves to 4-0. Shane Davis takes the loss. He falls to 1-4. Galloway goes 4 innings, gives up 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Davis, he goes 3 1/3, 5 runs, 4 earned, 5 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Kyle Witten with a scoreless ninth gets his 6th save of the season. Carter Baumler, professional debut, went as well as he could have hoped for. 3 scoreless innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. As he was as good as advertised here tonight, it didn't even really seem like he broke a sweat too much. But he came out throwing 92-93. Supreme command of the curveball was what impressed me the most. And 3 scoreless innings against a good offense to boot to start off his professional career. We started this one at 7:05. We finished at 9:27. Time of game, 2 hours, 22 minutes in front of 2,065 here on May the 25th, Wednesday, from Charleston, South Carolina. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 15-26. They are 7-13 on the road, and it is their second straight loss to kick off this 12-game road trip. Charleston, they improved 28-13 overall. They are 17-6 at home, and they have won their past 2 ball games. With those records in mind in our back pocket, let's see whether or not Charleston or Delmarva, in the Shorebirds' case, whether or not they lost ground, or in Charleston's case, if they gained any ground here tonight. Carolina League scoreboard for you. Columbia, in 10 innings, defeats Lynchburg 2-1, so that means the Shorebirds stay 7.5 back of the Hillcats at the end of play
here on Wednesday. Myrtle Beach against Augusta right now leading 8-0, and that just actually went final from Augusta. So the Pelicans, an 8-0 win over the Green Jackets. Charleston, despite winning again, do not gain any ground. The Pelicans now on a 10-game win streak. Other scores from across the league. Salem, they lead Fredericksburg 8-1 as the Fred Nats slide continues here in the month of May. Carolina demolishing Kannapolis 13-0. And down east, a 3-2 win over Fayetteville. Those are Carolina League scores. Let's look at Birdland. Norfolk and Gwinnett, they were postponed today. They will play a doubleheader beginning at noon tomorrow. D.L. Hall on the mound. They've just gone to extras in Aberdeen, tied at 1. Ironbird sending Xavier Moore out to the mound to begin the 10th. Hopefully get them to the bottom half of the chance to walk it off. Bowie loses to Erie in 10 innings. Erie, a 6-4 win over the Bay Sox. Ryan Conroy could not hold down the fort in the 10th. And then the big league birds, the O's, currently trail the Yankees 2-0. That's in the bottom of the 7th in the Bronx. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 3 between the Shorebirds and River Dogs. 7:05 first pitch again. Daniel Fetterman gets the ball for Delmarva. He is 0-4 with a 7.20 ERA. He'll be opposed by Christian Fernandez for Charleston. He is 3-1 with a 2.82 ERA here this season. First pitch, 7:05 pregame show. We'll chat with you at 6:50. Shorebirds have a change in their rotation, by the way, later in the week. Ryan Long, who was supposed to start on Saturday, has hit the IL, so Dan Hammer will start on Saturday evening instead. Talk about that a little bit more on the pregame show tomorrow. That was a late move prior to today's game. But anyways, tomorrow, Dan Fetterman against Christian Fernandez. First pitch, 7:05. Pregame show hit the air at 6:50. And that'll wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's contest. Big thank you to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, your final score here from Charleston. It's the River Dogs 5, Delmarva 3. Shorebirds have dropped the first two games of their 12-game road trip. We'll try to bounce back tomorrow with Dan Fetterman on the hill. Until tomorrow at 6:50, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.